Yes.
Operator, it was time to begin just a minute. He was outside. I had to get him here.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am. You said he was outside.
Bill.
Good morning.
How are you?
You caught me outside.
What are you doing? Working in your garden?
I was just cleaning up a little, picking up some leaves.
Apropos of your suggestion the other day about our friend Mr. Hoover, I had the Attorney General talk to him at length last night. I called you, but I didn't get an answer at your house, and I figured you was on.
Daughter.
I figured you were on one of these society.
I was out with my daughter last night.
Society benches, but. I was at home working, and I called you, and the net of what it was I thought I'd give you for background, I don't think we ought to quote it, but I think it's pretty helpful. I could get him together with you, and with me, with Rusk, with the Attorney General. I don't know that's wise. I rather doubt it, because we might get in a little discussion that would be interpreted as a debate on what you said about the letter. He hadn't mentioned it, but just from what you said the other day about what he had turned over to McCarthy or something, I didn't know about that. But the Attorney General told him that I was concerned about our relations at this point, and I was doing all I could to strengthen them, and most of these alliances weren't originated in my administration, but I was working hard on the Civil Air Agreement and the Space Agreement and the Consular Agreement and the Non-Proliferation Agreement and the Anti-Missile Agreement. And it could involve our lives and certainly would involve $100 billion of our fortune. And that we were the ones that had asked for the consular locations and personnel. It was to our advantage to have people in Leningrad and other places to look after our people and our watchdogs, and that they had a blueprint of everything we had nearly anyway, and that they had not raised this question. It was an American proposal. And that his comments had distressed some people, and we were hoping we could get men like Hickenlooper and others to support us. And he said that I was distressed by it. That's about the way. Now, I'm just assuming that's what he said, because that's what I said to the Attorney General.
Yeah.
He responded by saying about three points. Do you want to write them down? First, that he wanted to make it very clear that he did not consider that himself competent to pass on treaty matters. That was out of his field, that he had not presumed to do so, that he was not recommending that the treaty not be ratified, that that was a matter for the State Department, and he recognized them and the Foreign Relations Committee expertise in that field, that any interpretation otherwise had been misconstrued. That's number one. And number two, when he was asked to inform the committee about if this treaty went through, the problems that would be attendant to it, he did say that the more personnel you had in the country, the more personnel he had to have. And that that was all he said, and that was his position. And that he recognized that Congress had never been hesitant to give him what he needed. That's number two. Number three, that he would make this, so therefore he had not commented on the treaty, that it had been warped and pulled out of context, that he was responding to an Appropriations Committee. I guess Rooney and I would just tell them and answer their question the truth. If he said, no, it doesn't require any, he'd be lying. And he had to say it does, and it creates problems, and we'll have to meet them with experts. Now, number three, that he could assure the Attorney General, and the Attorney General could assure the President and the Secretary of State, that, if the treaty were ratified, that there would be no problem of security, whatever. That he would ask for appropriate personnel, and with appropriate personnel, there would be no problem. So I think that's about as good as we can get.
That's very good. Well, can he, why don't he put it in his own language?
Because I could ask him if he'd meet with us. He said yes.
I meant in writing to be used in the hearing, that's all.
Well,
what we need is to offset this damn liberty law. Now, one other item he made in there that I guess there's nothing to do about it. Isn't that other? He gave a kind of a gratuitous aside by saying this treaty is the sort of thing the secret police of Russia long wanted to come about. Remember that?
No, I don't. But
he
I
added
didn't.
That in that hearing in addition to the matter about North. Russia has long wanted to happen, leaving the implications of great victory for them. Of course, it's just not the case, but because you've already pointed out that they didn't ask for this. We asked. Now, I think he was misinformed on that, actually, at the time he made that statement before. Now, I don't expect to eat all his words, but damnation, if we could just have a word, one sentence. Mr. Hoover says, I am not opposed to the treaty. Could he say just that in writing?
No, I don't think he would. I think we could get him in the meeting with you and the Secretary of State and the Attorney General myself, and I think he would say three things. But it's not up to him to pass judgment on it. I think that's the first thing. The second, that he only proposed that there would be extra personnel. And third, if there was extra personnel, the security would be guaranteed. Now,
there's no need to go any further. I mean, to have him say that, everybody knows my position, and they'll naturally discount it to some extent, although this letter that the Secretary of State's already sent me that got from him, I can argue from that along the line you have.
That's what I thought we'd do. I thought if I could get him to say this to you, that you would be a little better fortified, but when I go over it with the Attorney General and with others, I would imagine, I don't know, but I would imagine Nick Katzenbach wrote this other letter and twisted it as much in our direction as he could get Hoover to go. And then Ramsey is a very persuasive and quiet, judicious boy. And he had worked on all of his subordinates, including the one that brings the stuff to the White House all the time. And we had too. And they waited for him to come in yesterday, and about last night, about 7 o'clock, they finished their meeting. And they said that I could get him to the White House today with you, with the Rusk, with the Attorney General. That they believed that if we didn't get in a fight with him or didn't kick over something, that he would say these three things. That's what he had said to them. I told the Attorney General that I doubted the wisdom of calling people in on Sunday. That didn't look like to me we'd have much more over. We'd take some chances. But that I would communicate to you the general thesis, and you would have that in view in the letter. They think that Hickenlooper may go along with us anyway.
Why don't we do this? We have the hearing and see what the reaction. I'll use that letter, of course. That's what it's for. And see what Hickenlooper's reaction. He still looks. Stop and look like they're going to make a fight. Then we could do this other thing.
We might too. Might very quietly some evening just have you and Hickenlooper come down with the Attorney General, bring him over. The only trouble with it, the Attorney General says he's afraid we'll get in there and get in an argument.
I'm afraid so too.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, I wanted you to know it, and I repeat again the three things. The first thing that he says, it's not his prerogative, and he has not done so. So he does not take the position that he is for or against the treaty. That's number one. And I think it's pretty good to keep him on that basis, that it's not his business to get into foreign affairs. That he makes inquiries that we ask him to do, and he's not determining what our policy is. He carries out our policy. He doesn't determine it. That's first. But second, that he was merely saying it would take extra personnel. He now says that given personnel, that there would be no problem of security. So I think you can say to Hickenlooper and everybody else, we believe that whatever personnel Mr. Hoover needs, he'll ask for, we'll give him, and thus there will be no problem.
Right.
And if you want to confirm it with him, you can. And I'd say that to Hickenlooper, you see. And if he wants it confirmed, I'll invite you all by some evening, and we'll talk about two or three other things, and I hope we can get this space thing signed on the 27th. I think that will be helpful. And we're still waiting on our other thing, and I don't know what's going to come out of that, but maybe something. We got a little feeler from Italy. We don't know whether it's preceding or following up on this one, but every additional one seems to be a little encouraging. So I'll see you next week, and I'll talk to you. Thank you, Bill.
All right. Bye.